Earl and the Snowibus Rabbit. There was a banging on the door at Earl's house. He put down the book he was reading and answered the door. It was Marigold. She looked concerned and upset. "Marigold, what's the problem?" "Quickly, Earl," said Marigold. "You need to come help me. We've got a big problem. I can't explain it to you while you stand here." She took his hand and pulled him out of the house, and they started walking, and then she started running towards the town. "Marigold," said Earl, "where are we going? Why are you in such a hurry?" Marigold said, "It's the master mechanic. He's frozen. We've got to help him, and we've got to help him right now."
"Frozen?" said Earl. "What do you mean, frozen?
It's a summer day. It's perfectly warm outside. He couldn't be frozen."
"No, no," said Marigold. "You don't understand.
He's not frozen because of the temperature. He's frozen because of the rabbit." They had almost reached the laboratory of the master mechanic before Marigold slowed down, and Earl said, "What about a rabbit? How can a rabbit freeze the master mechanic?" Marigold approached the window of the laboratory, which was next to the door, with one slow step after another, like she was walking on breakable cookies.
"Because," she said, "this is a rabbit with a special kind of fur."
She was holding her hands around her eyes to block the glare from the window. She was looking into the dark laboratory. She said to herself, "I don't see it, but I know it's in there."
"Wait," said Earl. I don't understand. What does a furry rabbit have to do with the freezing of the master mechanic? And what does it mean that he's frozen?"
She turned and said, "Yesterday, when I was helping the master mechanic in the laboratory, a box arrived outside. I brought it in. Written on the outside was, 'Special delivery, only to be opened by the master mechanic.' I took it over to the master mechanic, and he looked very carefully at the box, at the top, at the sides, but he didn't open it immediately. I was surprised, because I would have opened it right away. Who doesn't like getting a special package? I asked him if he needed any help." The master mechanic shook his head and said, "Marigold, we need to be careful when we get a package like this. We don't know who sent it. Their name is missing. And I don't think it was sent through the mail. I think somebody left it at the laboratory."
And I said, "Well, that's okay. That's even better. Someone delivered it on purpose."
And the master mechanic said, "But why, Marigold? If someone brings you a nice gift, why not bring it with a smile?" Then there was a little bumping around inside the package, and I said, "There must be something in it. Let's open it and let it out." But the master mechanic held up his hand and said, "Just a minute, Marigold. Let's think about this very carefully." That's when he went and he got these gloves. And with that, Marigold pulled from her pocket two gloves that were bright blue. He held these gloves and he said, "I'm going to put these gloves on and open the package. You stay back, Marigold." And he carefully undid the package and lifted one lid and looked inside and said, "Aha, I understand what it is now." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "It's a special kind of rabbit, a white rabbit, and it has special fur." He was distracted and he wouldn't fully explain, but he did say that I wasn't to touch it. He then went over to the library and he pulled down a book with an old leather cover. It was a big book. It was a special book on magical animals, and he put it on the table and we looked through it, and finally on page 1243 there was a picture of a rabbit. He tapped the picture with his hand and said to me, "That's what I think it is, Marigold, one of those." And I said, "What is that?" And he said, "It's a Snowibus rabbitus articus, or what we call a Snowibus rabbit. And you have to be very careful about around these. They're very rare. If you touch its fur without special gloves like these, it'll freeze you, and you stay frozen for a long time."
"Whoa," said Marigold.
And I thought he was kidding. It looked just like a little white rabbit to me, so I laughed a little bit, but the master mechanic didn't smile. He said, "These rabbits grow only in the far north, but people would find them and send them to their enemies. When they would open the box and see the little rabbit, they would touch them, and then they'd be frozen. Then you could just cart your enemy away without a fight." And I said to the master mechanic, "But you don't have any enemies. Why would someone send you such a thing?" And the master mechanic said he was afraid the witch,
who had wanted some of his machines, had decided that she would get them by freezing him, and he thinks she was the one who delivered the rabbit. Earl said, "The witch that lives beyond the dark forest sent the Snowbus rabbit?" "Yes," said Marigold. "Where is it?" said Earl. "That's the problem," said Marigold. The master mechanic put the lid back on the box, and he went into the laboratory and began mixing various chemicals together, which I helped him with. And he explained to me that you can make a chemical called dilithium crystal that will unfreeze a person, but it's hard to make. He was afraid that the rabbit might get out, and he better have some ready. So he started making it yesterday and was still working on it when I left him last night. But when I came in this morning, I couldn't find him until I went to the back of the laboratory and saw he was frozen in place. I think the rabbit had eaten through the edge of the box and had gotten loose in the laboratory, and he didn't find it until it was too late. "Do you see the rabbit in the laboratory when you found him?" asked Earl. "I think so. I think it was underneath the chair, but when I realized what had happened, I ran for the door, grabbed the blue mittens that were on the table, shut the door, and came and found you. We need to unfreeze him." "Look," said Marigold as she peered through the window, "you can see the white rabbit hopping around on the floor." Earl put his eyes up against the glass, and sure enough, there was a cute little white rabbit moving around underneath the tables. "You're saying that little rabbit, if you touch its fur, would freeze your whole body?" "Yes," said Marigold. "That's what happened to the master mechanic." Then Marigold said, "All right, I'm going to try to open the door and go in and catch it." "Wait a minute," said Earl. "Let's think about this for a minute. What if you touch the fur by mistake?" "Well, then I'll be frozen," said Marigold. "But it's not easy to catch a rabbit, especially if you're wearing mittens," said Earl. "What else are we going to do?" said Marigold. Earl thought for a moment and said, "I have an idea." And he explained the idea to Marigold, who nodded. It was a good idea. They left the laboratory and went to the market. When they came back, Earl had a big box and Marigold was carrying lettuce and some carrots. They opened the door and very carefully pushed the box into the laboratory. They had put the carrots and some lettuce in the back of the box. They closed the door and waited. After a few minutes, Earl was pleased to see that his idea was right, and the Snowbus rabbit came over, sniffed at the box, looked in it, saw the food, and hopped into the box. Marigold, with the gloves on, opened the door slowly, tipped the box up, and closed the top. "Good idea, Earl," said Marigold. "I hadn't thought about the rabbit being hungry after being in the laboratory all day without food. It really wanted the carrots." "Yes," said Earl, "but let's go find the master mechanic." Taking the box with them, they walked to the back of the lab. There was the master mechanic, frozen in place with something in his hand. Marigold came and looked at it and said, "This is the salt shaker that the master mechanic was going to put in the dilithium crystal." "Great," said Earl. "All we have to do is shake some of these on him and he'll become unfrozen." "Yes," said Marigold. She put down the box and started looking at the closed hands of the master mechanic, whose hands were frozen around the salt shaker. "Uh-oh, Earl. The shaker is frozen in his hand. I can't get it loose, and his whole body is frozen stiff. I don't see how we're going to shake the crystal out without having to shake his whole body. We can't turn him over and shake it on himself. We need to get the dilithium crystal out of there." Maybe we can take off the top," said Earl. "Let me see." Marigold stepped back so Earl could try to take the top off. She didn't think that was going to be easy to do. As she stepped back, her elbow hit the cardboard box, and it fell on its side, and the top opened. The Snowbus rabbit sprang out, hopped between Marigold's legs, and jumped under a table. "Watch out," said Earl, but Marigold didn't hear him. Marigold was frozen. Earl stared at Marigold, who was now as still as a statue in the park. Her eyes didn't move, her mouth didn't move. It was as if she was made of wood. "Uh-oh," Earl said to himself. And with that, he kept his eye on the white rabbit, who was frightened and now sitting under a bench. He pushed the box with its carrots over towards it, and he pushed himself up onto the tabletop so the rabbit wouldn't hop over towards him and brush against him. He tried to think of what he should do. He looked at the frozen master mechanic whose hand was wrapped tightly around the dilithium shaker. He tried to turn the top, but it wouldn't budge, and the master mechanic was too big for Earl to shake up and down by himself. Maybe he should get help, Earl thought. Maybe they would, but they would have the same problem that he did. He needed to get the dilithium crystal out of the shaker. He thought about it. Maybe there was something in the shop that would help. The master mechanic was a very neat mechanic, and with Marigold helping him, the shop was very clean. There was nothing on the floor, no dust, and the tables were smooth and free of dirt. And that's when Earl realized they must have a vacuum cleaner. Hopping from table to table, he went to the edge of the laboratory, and there in an alcove, they had a small handheld vacuum cleaner like the one that his mother had in her kitchen. He grabbed it and began jumping from table to table. The white rabbit was under the chair and looking at him, but he walked across the furniture until he got back to the master mechanic. He held the vacuum cleaner over the top of the salt shaker and turned it on. The dilithium crystal was whisked up through the salt shaker and into the vacuum cleaner. In a moment, the shaker was almost empty. Turning it off, he opened the back of the little cleaner and pulled out the bag, and in it he saw the white and gold dilithium crystal. He didn't know how much to use, or the best way to use them, so he just shook them over the master mechanic. Earl thought he probably would have to take a bath after this because there was some dust along with the dilithium crystal, but in the moment when the dilithium crystal touched the skin of the master mechanic, Earl saw his eyes move and his fingers twitch. The master mechanic acted like he was waking up. He turned and was surprised to see Earl standing over him, dusting him with white crystals. "Earl," said the master mechanic, "what happened? What are you doing?" "You were frozen by that little rabbit," said Earl. And suddenly the master mechanic looked around and saw the little rabbit, and then he saw Marigold. "Did it touch Marigold too?" said the master mechanic. "Yes," said Earl, "and she's frozen solid." "Okay," said the master mechanic. He looked down at his hand, saw that there were a few crystals still in the salt shaker, and he started shaking them over Marigold, and she too, in a moment, became unfrozen. When Marigold suddenly could move again, the three of them sat on the table and talked about how to catch the little rabbit. It wasn't going to be too hard, since it hadn't meant to freeze him. It was just trying to eat those carrots. They used Earl's box and put some carrots and lettuce in the back of it. It hopped right in. Being careful to keep the lid on, the master mechanic then built a special box so that no one would touch the rabbit, but it could easily be fed. He kept a pair of the blue gloves right next to it. The end.